Today's daf is daf lamed dalad. So we got three lines down. The new mission begins as follows. In parentheses, it says, Ha'omer, Yivarchucha, Tobim, Hareze, Darche, Minus, that's continuing from yesterday's daf. And really, Ha'over, Lefnei, Ateba, a person who davens for the Amid, Vita, and he makes a mistake. And so the din is Yavor Acher, Tachtav, so he can't get back to saying the right thing. He got confused. So the din is he gets demoted. He's no longer the chazan, and you have to appoint someone else. And in that moment, the Mishnah says, "Well, yehes sarvan b'osan shah." A person should not refuse. We'll learn shortly that when a person is asked to daven, he should first refuse, and then maybe the second time he should consider it. But when it comes to this moment, when you're trying to find a replacement chazan b'shas ma'isa, a person should not refuse. He should immediately be the chazan. And then the Mishnah goes on to say, "Mehechan who maschil? At what point does he continue from the chazan who made the mistake?" So the Gemara says, "The Mishnah says mitchilas habracha shetaza." From the place where the individual made the mistake, you go to the beginning of that particular bracha. So then the Mishnah says, "Ha'over lefnei ateva lo yana amein acher hakohanim mipnei hatar." If a person who's a chazan and they're doing birchas kohanim, you should not recite amein after the brachas of birchas kohanim, because it gets very confusing and you might not know where to begin. So therefore, he should stay focused on what he's supposed to say and not answer amein. Let's say im ein sham kohen elahu. Let's say he's the only kohen. The chazan's the only kohen that's present. The din is lo yisa as kapav. He should not do birchas kohanim, because then if he's the chazan, he needs to birchas kohanim. Things get very confusing. Rashi says lo yisa as kapav. Shema lo yuchal lachzal l'tfilaso l'das. Maybe he's going to get confused and not have the proper focus, and therefore we shadaita mitarefas mi emas hatzibur. When you're diving for the amud, there's this pressure you have from the tzibur that's around you. So because there's a concern he might lose track, better for him not to be to duchen. V'im haftachaso shunosis kapav v'chozel tefilaso rashai. If he promises that he will have the proper focus, that he's not going to be distracted by the emas hatzibur, then after such a promise, we would let him do birchas kohanim and then return to be chazan afterwards. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan ha'over lefnei ateva tzarech lesarif. Person who's requested to daven for the amud, he should refuse. He should say, no, thank you, I appreciate it though. And vim eno mesariv, if he doesn't, he immediately takes it and jumps on the opportunity to daven. He's similar to some food that has no salt, it's lacking seasoning. He's lacking derech eretz. Vim mesariv yoser midai, if he refuses too much, he's overcompensating. So then, domo latavshil sheach dichaso melech. Then if he's constantly refusing, so then such a person is like a piece of food or tavshil that is oversalted. It's too salty. So kesed huoso. So what's the best practice? What's the proper derech eretz for a person to respond to a request of davening for the amud? So pam rishona yisariv. The first time Reuven's asked to daven, he said no, thank you. Hashni, the second time mehavev, which means he should consider it, maybe move his body some standing up a little bit. I'm not so sure. And then by the shlishis, by the third time, poshet his raglo of the yard, he should extend his feet and walk and take the amud. Tanir bar the brayser says shlosha. Ruban kasha umiutan yafe. The three items that too much is bad and little is good. Veilhein, and they're as follows: seor umelach v'sarvanus. Yeast, a little bit of yeast is good. Too much yeast is bad. Melach, a little salt is good. Too much salt is bad. And same thing, sarvanus, refusal. That too, a little bit is good, but too much is not good. So Amar Rav Huna says, ta b'shlosha rishonos chozer l'rosh. Let's say an individual makes a mistake in one of the first three brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, so he has to go back to the beginning of those three brachos from Hashem Sosai Tivtach. If, let's say, Bem Tzayos, he makes a mistake in one of the middle brachos, he's Choser La'ata Chonin, the beginning that's all viewed as one unit. He makes a mistake, let's say, in Vel Malshinim, or Shema Kolenu, so then he goes all the way back to Ata Chonin. You don't have to go back to the beginning of all of Shemoneh Esrei. And that's a Bacharonos. He makes a mistake in one of the final three brachos. He's Chozer Lavod. He goes back to Ritzeh. So Rav Asi Amar, Emsayos Ein Lem Seder. He says when it comes to the middle brachos, there is no Seder. And let's say he skipped a certain bracha, so he has to just say that bracha in the place, but you don't have to go back all the way to the beginning. So let's say he skipped, I don't know, Mevarach Hashanim. He gets all the way to Shema Kolenu, he remembers he forgot Mevarach Hashanim, he just says Mevarach Hashanim in that place and continues going on to Ritzeh. You don't have to begin all the way from the beginning. So the Gemara says, asks the question, Masav Rav Sheish says, Mehechan hu chozer, where does he begin? Mitchilas habracha sheta'aza divrei tiyufta dirav huna. says that then you go back to the wherever you made a mistake, that's where you go back, but you don't go all the way back to Atachonin. So this is a question to Rav Huna. Rav Huna felt if you skip the bracha, you have to go all the way back to Atachonin and say everything kaseder. But this bracha says you only go back to that particular bracha, but you don't go back to Atachonin. So this is a tiyufta to Rav Huna. And Amar lach Rav Huna, emtsayos kula chada birchasa ninu. No, the emtsayos, middle brachas, the 12 middle brachas, are viewed as one unit. So when it says go back to the beginning of the bracha, it doesn't mean go back to Mivrach HaShonim. It means going back to Atachonin, which is the beginning of those groupings of brachas. That's his response. So Amar Rav Yehuda, li'olam al yishal adam tzrachav, a person should never make any requests, any bakashos, lo b'shalosh rishonos v'lo b'shalosh achronos, not in the first three brachas, and not in the last three brachas. Ela b'emseyos, only in the middle brachas, which are viewed as the bakashos of Shemoneh Esrei. Damer Rabbi Chanina, Rishonus Domer La Eved Shemesa. At the beginning, the first three brachas are compared to an Eved that's Mesader Shevach Lefnei Rabbo. Like when Eved's being praising his Rebbe, so he first lists various lists of Shvachim. And Emtsayos, the middle brachas are Domer La Eved Shemavakis Mvakish Pras Mirabo. The middle brachas are when Eved requests from his Rebbe some food. And Acharonus, the last the brachas are compared to Doma Le'evet Shekibel Pras Mirabo, when he receives the food from his rabbi, V'niftar V'holachlo, he says thank you, and goes off on his way. So that's the structure of Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore one does not make any bakashas in the first or the last three brachas. So Tanur Bar in the Brisa says, Ma'ase b'Talmud Echad sheyarid lefnei Ateva, b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. Talmud went to daven in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer. V'haya ma'arich Yosef Midai, he was davening for a long time. So Amar lo Tamidav, the Tamidav said to the Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbeinu, Kama Archan Huzo, how long is this guy davening for? He has such an extended tefillah. Amar lahem, Klum Marech Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Could you ever daven longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu daven dichsiv let bay es arbam hayom es barim lay levagomer. He davened for 40 days and 40 nights, so he's not going that long. So anything short of that is short. So don't complain so much. And then an opposite ma'isa once happened. Shuv ma'isa b'talmud echad sheyarid lefnei ateva b'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. V'hayam mekata Yosef midai. He was really short. And Amar lo Tamidav kama katzan huzeh. This guy davened so quick. What type of tefillah is this? Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer says Amar lahem. He says back to them. Klum mekata Yosef Moshe Benu. Could anyone be shorter than Moshe Benu? Moshe Benu davened in a very abridged form. D'chsev kel na refan Allah. He said five words and that's it. So are you going to be? The guy wasn't shorter than Moshe Benu. So their Moshe Rabbeinu was the shortest, and he was the longest, and therefore everyone in between is certainly fine in terms of their length of davening. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chisda, komavakesh rachmim al chaveru, those who ask for rachmim of their friend, ein tzarech lahazkir shemo, you don't have to mention his name, you just daven on behalf of this person. Shenemar says, kel narfan Allah, he is davening on behalf of Miriam, who was suffering from neged teras at the time, velo kimadachar shema, the Miriam, he didn't mention her name. So this brought down halacha that this is only true if you're davening in the presence of the chola, you don't have to mention the name. But if you're not in the presence of the chola, then one would have to mention the name. Okay, the Gemara now says, now even though the Gemara did say that there's something, that no one's too long, no one's ever too short, there's a Gemara elsewhere in Brachos that Rabbi Kiva would daven for a very long time, but if he was davening for the Amud, he would not daven for a long time. There is a concept of Tircha the Tzibur, of course. So the person seemingly here was just a guy davening in the shul, taking a long time. But if the davening for the Amud, a person should be attuned to his surroundings and make sure he's not being Matriach the Tzibur. And the same is true of a person, even not for the Amud. Let's say there are 10 people davening, and you're keeping the minyan from continuing Chazar Sashatz, you should also be mindful of the Tircha the Tzibur there as well, which people oftentimes are not. So Tanur Bar in the Braisa says, Eilu brachos sh'adam, these are the following brachos, the person shokabem, the person should bow down during these brachos. Be'avos, when it comes to the bracha of avos, a person needs to bow down tchila v'sof. The beginning and the end, we have like in Magen Avram, the first bracha we say in the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, and at the end, Magen Avram, we say the bracha, we bow down at the end as well. Behodah, tchila v'sof as well. When it comes to modim, v'al kulam, we say the modim, we bend down in the beginning and we bend down at the end. V'imbala shuach v'sof kol bracha bracha, if he wants to bow down at the end of every bracha, and b'tchilas kol bracha bracha, in the beginning of every bracha, b'lamdin oso shel yishche, we teach him that one should not do this. So you only bow down the places that we know, again, twice in the beginning and twice at the end. Comes along Amr Bishum ben Pazi, Amr Bishum ben Levi, Bishum bar Kapara, Hedyot, Kamosha Amarnu. Hedyot is referring to, in this case, just a regular person, you and I. That's what the Gemara described up until this point. That's when we bow down. However, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, then he's a different din. He is Besof Kol Bracha O'Bracha, at the end of every single Bracha, he's supposed to. And Vamelech, at the end of every Bracha is when the Kohen Gadol bows. Vamelech, Tchilas Kol Bracha O'Bracha, Besof Kol Bracha O'Bracha. The Melech now, which Rashi points out, requires more machnia. He needs to humble himself even more. Kohen Gadol, more than us, and the Melech even more than the Kohen Gadol, so he must bow down the Melech beginning and end of every single bracha. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani Lididi Mefarshili Minei, it was explained to me differently, the Rishu Melevi as follows. That Hedyot is Kamosha Amarnu, was the initial statement that we say twice, we bow twice in the beginning and twice at the end. And the Kohen Gadol bows Tchilas Kol Bracha Bracha. He bows the beginning of every bracha, as opposed to the end, as we said initially. This is the beginning of every bracha. And HaMelech, Kevin Shekara, Shuveino Zokef. When it comes to the king, the moment he bends down in the beginning of Shema Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem, then he remains in that position, bending down the whole time. He doesn't get up until the end. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph, Vahi Kechal Shlomo L'Hispalo. When Shlomo completed his tefillah, it says, Kam Milfnei Mizbach Hashem. He got up, Mikroa Al-Bircha, from bowing down from his knees. So you see that Shlomo HaMelech davened in a crouched position, the bending down position, the entire Shemona Esrei. So Gemara now says, wants to go into a little discussion, different forms, the three types of bowings we find in Tanakh. So Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Kida, whenever the Pasuk uses the word Kida, Alpaim, it means bending the face towards the ground, but the rest of the body remains erect. Shenemar, it says, Batikod Bas Sheva Apaim Ar Eret, that she bent her face towards the ground, but the face only. When the word Kriya is used in the Torah, Ala Birkayim, it means when you bend your knees onto the ground. The Shenemar says, Mikroa al birkai, bending down birkav on your knees. And when the word Hishtachava is used, Zupishi Adayim Raglaim, it's a person spreading his hands and legs on the floor. Shenemar, Havo, Navo, Anivim Chavachacha, Lishachos Lecha Arza, bowing down on the Arza on the ground. That implies Pishi Adayim Raglaim. So Amar Rav Chia Berei de Rav Huna, Chazina Lahula Abai v'Rava, I witnessed Abai and Rava Dematli Atzluye, that they would bend down on their face when it came to Nefias Apayim of seemingly Tachanun. They'd only bend down their face, but they wouldn't bow their entire body onto the floor. So Tani Chad, the one Brisa teaches us that HaKorei Behoda HaRezeh Meshubach, one who bends down Korei, is Lashon of bending the knees, is Meshubach. V'tani idach, the other brisa says, harezeh maguna, it's something that's disgraceful. So is it meshubach or is it maguna? L'kashya, ha b'tchila, ha v'sof, it depends. Beginning versus the end. One who is korea, bends his knees at the beginning, that's meshubach. But one who bends at the end, that's considered maguna. That's the difference, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Rava, kare b'hoda, tchila v'sof. Rava, however, he bent his knees both in the beginning and the end of modim. And Amri le Rabban said, amai kavet ha marhacha, why are you doing this? Doesn't it seem to go against what we just learned, that you only bend at the beginning, not at the end? Amar lehu, chazin le'rav Nachman dekara. I saw that he did this in the beginning and the end. V'chazin le'rav Sheshes dekara. Sheshes do this as well. So v'hatanah, but doesn't the Braisa tell us that ha'kareya behoda ha'reza maguna, it's disgraceful to do such a thing? Or is it ha'hu, ha'hi rather, behoda shebahalel? That's a person who bends when he says, hodu la'shem ki tov ki li'olam chazdo. That hoda, that's where we say it's maguna. The Hatanya, the Brisa, but doesn't it say Hakare Behoda Uvehoda Shel Hala Hareza Maguna? So it says that two different things. One's Hoda and Halel, and the Hoda of seemingly Tvila. It's Maguna even Mitvila. And the Gemara says Kitanya Hi Behoda De Birkas Hamazon No Delacha. That's where it's Maguna. So what comes out in the end of the day here, Hoda and Birkas Hamazon, Hoda and Halel are both Maguna to be Korea. When it comes to Korea and Modim of Shmona Esrei, that's something that is considered Meshubach. Lamaisa, the practice that we have is for modim, we just bow down our bodies, and for al-kulam, we bend the knees and then bow down the bodies. Never do we put our knees directly on the ground. The Mishnah now says as follows. Ha-mispalo v'ta, simin ralo, a person's davening, and he makes some type of mistake, that's a bad simin for him. Vim shliach tzibur, if he's a shliach tzibur, it's a simin ra l'sholchav, it's not only a bad simin for himself, personally, but if he's representing the tzibur and makes a mistake, it's bad for everyone there. Because a shliach represents the tzibur. So Amar Alava Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, it says about Rabbi Chanina, following that Shehaya Mahspala Alachom, when he davened for the sick, Omer Zechai Vizameis, he could daven and say, oh, that guy's going to live, that guy's going to die. So Amrullah, they said to him, Minayin Atiyodeya, how do you know who's going to live, who's going to die? Amrullah, so Rabbi Chanina Bedosa, who was a great tzaddik, said, Im Shkur mit Tfilasi Bifi, if the tefillah flowed off my lips in a very smooth way, that to me was a simon from Shemayim that this person's going to live. And if it didn't come off smoothly, I was mumbling, I was stuttering, whatever the holdback was, whatever the ikuva was, that's going to tell me otherwise. So again, if im shkura tfilasa b'fi, if it's going to come off smoothly, yodea nishu mekubal, it's understood that it's going to be accepted from Shemayim. It came in smoothly and it's going to come out smoothly. Vim lav, and if it didn't come out smoothly, yodea nishu matura, if it tells me that the person is in a bad state, then he's most likely not going to make it. So Gemara says, which case is it going on when the guy made a mistake? When it says he made a mistake in tefillah, it's a simon ralo. So which part of tefillah? So Amar of Chiba, Amar of Safra, Mishim Chad, Debei, Rebbe, Rebbe, Be'avos. It's a name of one Talmud of Rebbe is referring to Avos. If a guy makes a mistake in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, that is an indicator that it's a simon ralo. So Ikan Demasi La Brisa, others say that this statement of Avos was going on a different conversation, not our conversation here, but on the following conversation that says Hamispal in the Brisa, one who davens Tzarech Sheichav in his libo, a person needs to have Kavanu and davening, Bechulan, in all the brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, V'meinu yachal l'chavin bechulan, if he can't have Kavanu for all the brachos, he should at least shechavin yishlibo achas, he should have Kavanu during one bracha. Now, which one bracha should he have Kavanu for? Amrav Chia, Amrav Safra, Mishim Chad Be'Rebi, Be'Avos, in the brach of Avos, the very first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, that's the one, if he has to choose, that he should have Kavanu. So Amr Olava, Rabbi Chanina, the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah what they said about Rabbi Chanina, what he was able to accomplish with his tefillah, and know who would live, who would die. So how does he know? Whoever told Rabbi Chanina Medosa that when the tefillah is shkur b'fiv, that's a simon that the individual will become healthy? Amar Rabbi Shubin Levi, Damar Kra, the Pasuk tells us in Yeshayahu, Bore niv sifasayim, shalom shalom l'rachok, v'lakarov amar Hashem urufasiv. What goes on here is, if the niv sasayim, he's bore niv sasayim, he comes out with, he articulates with his lips clearly, then shalom shalom, it's going to tell me there's going to be peace for those who are far and those who are close. So, and therefore it's going to lead to a refusive, it will lead to, it will be indicator of a refuah to come, if it came out in a clean, smooth way. So, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Nevi'im Kulam, all the Nevi'im, when they prophesied about the schar that people are going to get, Lo Nisnavdu Ela Lamasi Es Bito Tamid L'Tamid Chacham, they were testifying, they were prophesizing about individuals who married their daughters to Tamid Chachamim, well, they all say pragmati l'tamid chacham, and those who take investments from tamid chacham and make them money, so they're able to learn free of any concern. Well, the mahane tamid chacham and nechasim, and those who give of their property, their money, their food to support and to feed tamid chacham, and that's the schar, which is a great schar that the Nevi'im spoke of. Aval tamid chacham asman, the schar that a tamid chacham himself earns, that ayin l'rasa elokim zulascha yase. There, an eye never saw, it was only privy to a Kadosh Baruch, of course, for those who await it, but no one, no Navi was able to see and tap in to the schar of a Talmud Chacham. V'amri Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol ha-Nevi'im kulan lo nisnabdu ela limos Mashiach. All the different tovos that they spoke about in the Navi was referring to what's going to be in the times of Mashiach. Aval yolam haba, what's going to be in olam haba, ayin l'rasa l'kim yuzulascha, no one ever was able to observe that schar of olam haba. That's much higher than the limos Mashiach. This argues in Shmuel, because Damar Shmuel says, Ein bein ha'olam hazeh imos Mashiach. There's not much of a difference between imos Mashiach. Well, Rabbi Chiya says there's going to be great schar in the times of Mashiach. Shmuel says things are pretty much going to be the same. There's only one difference between the current life we live and what's going to be imos Mashiach. It's one item, Elishibud Malchus Bilvad. There will be no longer any governments overseeing us. It will be free of that Shibud Malchus. But everything else, everything's going to be normal. We're still going to grow plants and have animals and food. All that will still be the same. Shenemar says, "Ki lo yechtal evyon mikarv aretz." There's never going to cease to have an evyon, a poor person from the land. Even in Yemos Mashiach, there's still going to be poor people. It's not going to be, life won't be great necessarily. The only different factor will be no Shibud Malchus according to Shmuel. Gemara says, "Vaytinah Amr Bichir Ba'Aba Amr Biyochanan Kol Hanavim Kulam." All the different prophets, Lo Nisnabdu Ela LeBali Tshuva. They're prophesizing about the great schar that Baal Tshuva is going to get. About Tadikim Gemurim, a person who is betzidkus from beginning to the end. Ayn LeRas LeKim LeZalascha. That he was never able to observe. No navi could observe the great schar of a tzaddik gamur. This argues in Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo, Makom Shabali Tshuva Omnin Tadikim and Gemurim Einim Omnim. Rabbi Abo thinks that the Baal Tshuva are greater than Tadikim. They have greater schar than a tzaddik. They have to overcome challenges and addictions and other things they were exposed to. So Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik gamur meolam. Shenemar says Shalom Shalom LeRachok Ulekarov. It's Shalom to those who are distant and those who are close. The Rachok Bereshit first lists those who are Rachok. That's referring to a Baal Tshuva who was far and came closer. He is listed before those who are Karov, Hadar LaKarov, those who are close from the beginning of their life. So Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Lach, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the Tzadikim are greater than Baal Tshuva. How do you teach a Pasuk? How come Rachok precedes the Karov in the Pasuk? So Amar Lach, he says, my Rachok, Shaya Rachok, Midvar Veira Mekara. Rachok means not Rachok from the Torah, it's Rachok Me Aveira. So Rachok here means it's Tzaddik who is always distant from the Aveira, he's listed first. And my Karov, who's the second one? The Karov Lidvar Veira, those who are close and intimate with Averos, those are the ones, Vinishachek Mimenu Hasha, and are now currently distant. So according to Yochanan's Taicha of the Pasuk, the Tzaddikim are greater than the Bali Tshuva. So what does it mean, my Ayin Lerasa, that no eye ever saw this? So Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi, Ze Yain Hamishumar Banavav Misheshes Yimei Breshes. This refers to the wine that's been preserved, that's been fermenting and kept for the 6 days of Bries Olam. That's the schar that no one ever saw. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Ze Eden. It's referring to Eden, Shelo Shalta Ba'ayin Kabir. No one's able to ever observe Eden, so this place called Eden is the place of the schar. Shema Tomar, perhaps you're going to say, Adam Arishon, didn't he see it? Wasn't he in Gan Eden? Heichan Haya, where was he? He was Began. He wasn't in Eden. Gan and Eden are two different things. He was in Began. It says, Shema Tomar, who Gan, who Eden? Maybe you're going to say, Gan and Eden are synonymous. Tamalomar, V'nahar Yotze Me Eden, L'hashkos Etz Gan. There's a river that flows from a place called Eden to water a place called Gan, so Adam was in Gan. We're referring to Eden. Eden is the eye in Larasa. So that's the place that no eye ever saw. And Gan L'chud, V'Eden L'chud, the two separate areas. Gemara now says, Vayter, that Tanya Rabbanan, the Baraisa teaches, the Maisa Shechala B'Noshe Rabbin Gamliel. The child of Rabbin Gamliel got sick. Shigar, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, Eitzah Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. We saw from the Mishnah that he was a great tzaddik, had the koach of refuah. So they sent two Tamidei Chachamim to have him daven, Rabbi Chanina daven on behalf of the child of Rabbi Gamliel. Levaki Shalav Rachamim. And came in Shirah Osam, the moment he saw them, Rabbi Chanina saw them, Alal Aliyah, he went up to the attic, Uvike Shalav Rachamim, and he daven on his behalf. Be Yeridas, on his way down, Amar Lehem, he says to them, Lechu, go back, Shechalasto Chama, that the fever broke, and everything's fine now. So Amrullah, they said to him, V'chi Navi ata, are you a Navi? How do you know that? Amrullah, lo Navi anochi, lo ben Navi anochi, I'm not a Navi, nor do I come from Navim. Alakach mikublani, this is the Mesorah that I have, im shkura, tefilas b'fi, yodani shu mikubal. Vim lav, yodani shu maturaf. If the tefilas, the words came out in a smooth fashion, I know that to simon, everything will be fine. Otherwise, things will not be fine. I davened, and with shkur b'fi, that to me is a simon, the child will be fine. So Yashu, they sat, the kasu, they sat down, they wrote, the Chivnu Osasha, and they figured out the exact time this was. They wanted to calculate at what moment did the child of Rabbi Gamliel lose his fever. When they came to Rabbi Gamliel, Amalahem, he says to them, Avoda, Luchisartem, Losartem, that the time you went wasn't lost. So this is what happened. But Osasha, Chalatz Techama, B'Shalanu Mayim Lisho. So that moment you went there, that was Mamish when the fever broke, and he asked for some water, and everything was fine. Shum Maisa Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa, another Maisa with the great tzaddik, Shalach Lilmo Torah, he went to learn Eitzah Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. V'chala Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Now, the child of Rabbi Yochanan got sick. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chanina, Chanina Bini, my son Chanina, my Talmud Chanina, Bikei Shalach Rachamim V'yichia, please daven for my child and let him live. And Niach Rosha Ben Birkov, he placed his head between his knees, U'bikei Shalach Rachamim started to daven for the child of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, V'haya V'chaya, and he became healthy. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, El Malei Hitiach Ben Zakkai's Rosha Ben Birkava, Koyam Kulo, Lo Hayu Mashkichina Alav. So had Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai not placed his head between his knees all day long, then Shemaim would not have listen to the tefillah of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So the Gemara says, Amr lo isho, his wife said, the wife of Rabbi Yochum ben Zakkai said, V'chi Chanina gadol mimcha. Is he greater than you? How come Rabbi Chanina's tefillah is answered, but you, her husband, she was like giving her husband a hard time. How come your tefillah wasn't answered? What's wrong with you? So he says, Amr lo, Rabbi Yochum says to his wife, Lav, he's not greater than me. Elohu domer ke'eved lefnei melech, that he's like a servant who's always in the house of his king. Vani domer ke'sar lefnei melech, I'm a sar. So I'm greater than him, I'm a sar, he's an eved, but at the same time, the eved is always in the presence of the melech, and the sar isn't always in the presence of the melech. So he's an eved, always in the palace of the king, and therefore he's got a different relationship. But don't worry, honey, I'm greater than he is. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, al yispal adam ela bebeis, a person should only daven in a house that has windows. Shenemar, it says with respect to Daniel, v'chavin psichan lei bilei. Say there should be openings in the attic neged Yushlaim, towards the direction of Yushlaim, in order to daven such a way. Rashi explains the tam b'davar. What's the reason for this? He says in the last four lines of Rashi, chalonos shegormim lo shechavin libo. It helps a person have the proper kavana, shumistakel klapit shemaim v'libo nichla. When there are windows, you look up and you see the shemaim, it helps you humble yourself and realize how great a Kavadosh Baruch Hu is for the proper kavana. When you're in a basement somewhere without windows, you don't have that proper kavana. It is brought down that there's a custom to have 12 windows, that is brought down. Some shuls are makbid on that, other shuls are not makbid on that, but it's based on this gemara that there should be at least windows. So the gemara then says, Amr b'kana, if Kana writes, chotziv alai man the mitzvah bibakta, it's a chutzpah for a person to daven a bika, a place that's so open and wide, because you're going to lack the focus. Rashi writes the last Rashi in the parak here, dematzli bibikasa. Bibika, he's open in an open valley, shikashu mimakum tsinias chalav emas amelach v'libo nishba. Because when you're in a closed area, then you feel like the trapped, you feel the, Kadosh Baruch Hu. When you open up, you feel like you have the world on top of the mountains, a beautiful scenery, then there's no, you might see the beauty of God, but you don't see the fear, you don't feel the emas hamelach. V'amar, the Gemara concludes, the parak concludes, v'amar of Kana, chotzef alayid man de mefarish chatai, a similar thing, he was also felt it was a chutzpah for a person to articulate, to delineate all his sins, berabim, no one needs to know what you do wrong, or what I do wrong. Shenemar, it says, ashrei nisoy pasha, kisoy chata. Praiseworthy is he who covers his sins not to make them public. Hajner lach ein omen. Okay, shkoyach.
Slightly different.